My name is Shannon Kringen, and you are watching Goddess Kring. The reason I call myself Goddess Kring is because some think that it's an egotistical, narcissistic thing, like, worship me, I'm a goddess, look at me, put me up on a pedestal. But that's actually not what I'm trying to communicate when I say Goddess Kring. I think I should actually spell it goddess, like G-O-D-U-S, God, us, us, God, me, myself, and I, God, you, God. God, us, is like tapping into the sacred within me and honoring that. And some spiritual people or religious people seem to think that if you call yourself a god or goddess, that it's an arrogant thing, or that it's minimizing the power of God, or, you know, whatever you want to call science or spiritual creative energy that creates the universe and Mother Nature and the ecosystem. See, to me, that's what God is. God is science. God and science are exactly the same thing to me. Evolution, and the ecosystem, and God and spirituality is all the same to me. So whatever science and spirituality agree upon is truth to me, and anything else is just superstition or something we don't really know, you know? So whatever is true about God is also true about science. That's my own personal feeling, and it's similar to science of mind philosophies, which I mostly agree with. And so I call myself Goddess Kring because my name is Kringen, and Kring is a nickname, a short version of Kringen, Kring, Kringen. And so goddess is like, religious people sometimes think that it's arrogant to call yourself a god or goddess, or think of yourself as amazing as God. But I think that that makes us rise to a higher standard, which is a good thing. So if we think of ourselves as sacred beings, God or goddess, then it's like we owe it to ourselves and to the world to act in a high manner, to act in a positive, life-affirming manner that doesn't harm life and affirms life and beauty and the sacredness of the plants and the animals and the planet Earth and the ecosystem. And if we think of ourselves in that way, instead of it being an arrogant thing, it is a humble thing. It's actually a, you know, you feel like you're supposed to take care of the earth and take care of other people and love people and have compassion. And to me, that is like what being a goddess is to think about how connected I am as a human being to plants, animals, other human beings, other countries, other cultures, music, art, dance, theater, science, all of the things in the world, different cultures, and how we all get along or how we all fight. So to me, if more people thought of themselves as gods or goddesses, it would lessen the violence in the world. Because if you see, to me, being spiritual is that you feel connected to the atmosphere around you, the plants, the animals, other human beings. Therefore, if you go around hurting other people, you're really hurting yourself. And if you go around loving yourself and loving others, it all comes back. So if I love another person, it helps me love myself more. And if I love myself, it helps me love other people. And then if I hate myself, that helps me create more conflict with others. And if I hate other people or plants or animals, that helps more hatred come. So to me, being spiritual and being a god or goddess is about seeing that you're connected to that which is beyond yourself. Therefore, you owe it to yourself. It's in your own best self-interest, actually, to take good care of other people because it helps the self. So that's why I call myself Goddess Kring, because I actually think that deep down within each human being is a sacred god or goddess. That's how I see it.